Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. As you breathe in, imagine God breathing the very breath of life into your lungs. Breathe in his peace and let your body relax. In whatever way you're able, just invite God into this time, into this space, into your heart and your mind and your body, and open yourself to his presence, his abiding presence. God, we ask that you would be with us, just as you have promised to be with us, that you would abide in us as we abide in you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would lead us and guide us as we meditate on your word. The writer of Hebrews in chapter 3, verse 7 says this: Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. And let it out. As you breathe in again, imagine Jesus saying, as he did with his disciples, as he breathed on them, receive the Holy Spirit. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. As you breathe in slowly, just allow God's Spirit to soften your heart. And as you breathe out any bitterness, breathe out any frustration, any disappointment, any unforgiveness, anything that is not of God. Spirit of God, we ask that you would reveal where there is hardness in our hearts, calluses have begun to form around pain, around hurt. Lord, where have we become embittered? Where have we become blinded to your presence? Whatever comes to mind, simply confess it and let it go. Let it drift off by the power of God's Spirit as far as the east is from the west, away from you. Perhaps watch it get smaller and smaller and smaller as it moves off into the distance. As the Holy Spirit says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Soften our hearts. Would you open us to your presence? Would you allow us to hear the sound of your voice and receive it and obey it? And sisters, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Reveal to us what perhaps we're holding on to that we're simply unaware of. And give us the strength to surrender that to you. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. God, where have we been deceived? What have we misunderstood? What twisted truth have we held on to and allowed to shape us? For we have come to share in Christ, in the Anointed One, in Jesus, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end, as it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Lord, is there someone we need to forgive? Is it a friend or family member? Are we struggling to forgive ourselves? Are we struggling to forgive you? God, are we clinging to some sin struggle, having been deceived by the enemy to believe that it will lead to life? Where are we walking the wide, easy path? Where are we building our own kingdom, clinging to our own will? As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses, and with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Jesus, we believe. Help our unbelief. Though we speak in this way, yet, in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things. Things that belong to salvation. Holy Father, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, in word, and in deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and we have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we might delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Lord, create in us clean hearts and renew steadfast spirits within us. restore to us the joy of the salvation we have in you because of Jesus, and uphold us with a willing spirit. God, we ask that as we live and walk and interact, that you would continue to soften our hearts, that you would allow us to hear your voice, that we would embrace it, surrender to your will, and walk in obedience in view of your mercy, because of your kindness. God, we need you. Help us. Help our unbelief. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.